Hello, John.
Oh, hi, Drew.
Can I get a sip of that soda?
God, no. This is mine.
See, it's hot and I'm thirsty.
All right.
Thank you.
Why don't you just keep that?
That's good.
I'm Drew.
And I'm John.
And you're listening to The Hourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Boring.
All right.
I was listening to that today.
Man, emo comes up on shuffle all the time now.
Huh.
Weird.
Refreshments.
Refresh my memory, Drew. What season is it?
It's the summer season.
That's right. Summer season, summer and series.
We got another summer series episode. We're serving it up.
Like a frosty, ice cold beverage. Like a frosty cold Bud Light.
Who's that old man?
It's Mike Shannon.
What's he saying?
Frosty cold Bud Light.
I guess I
don't. That's the one that won't fill you up and never let you down. Make it a Bud Light.
I guess I don't know Mike Shannon's voice.
It's not a good Mike Shannon. Sometimes I can pull it off, but for the most part, I can't.
Yeah. Well, that's a refreshment. Beer. Do you drink beer?
Not really. I do.
I mean, I see an empty beer bottle right next to you.
John, you're surrounded by Budweiser labels.
I like a beer.
Yeah.
It's a very particular thing, and I will say the summertime is a great time.
That's the best time
for beer drinking.
Yeah. Out of a cooler or...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like...
At a barbecue.
Yeah.
It
is a very particular thing. Well, I think I'm very particular about a lot of drinks.
Yeah.
You know, and I think beer probably more than anything because it's so easy to do it so badly, or at least that's sort of my take on it.
To do what so badly?
Beer.
To make beer badly?
Yeah.
Or to drink it badly?
Both.
Huh.
Like what you're doing right now is a terrible way to drink beer.
Why?
It's not. It's fine.
I am drinking a beer right now.
Yeah.
And it's not... it wasn't planned that way.
Right. Just kind of worked out.
Well, go on. You say that you have standards, maybe.
Yeah. I have beverage standards across the board.
Let's start with beer.
Okay. Beer.
You have standards.
I don't particularly like it.
No.
I don't.
You know, it's funny because growing up, I think, I don't know, maybe... I have to imagine this is a common experience, but, you know, when I was not a little kid, but when I was a kid, you know, my dad would drink a beer, and I wanted to know what does it taste like. And I said, Dad, can I try that beer?
And he held open your mouth. Well, and he's like, here it comes, buddy. Here it comes.
I can't remember the particular like day or whatever, but, you know, he let me to have a sip of his beer. I thought it was awful.
Yeah.
And I'm
Did you
sure
do a spit
most,
take?
I was just like, ugh, why does anyone drink it? And I held that opinion for quite a long time, you know. Mm-hmm. In high school, everyone I knew was like, okay, now we're drinking, you know.
Have a beer, man.
Yeah.
Can I have a beer?
Hey, man, have a beer.
Hey, Jesse, can I get a beer?
No, people, you know, that was the age. Teenagers,
yeah.
You start to drink.
If you're lucky.
It's not legal, but people do it. I did not, for various reasons, have any interest in it. And one of those reasons was that I didn't, you know, I had tried beer before and it tasted awful to me.
You were like, this is no vodka.
Yeah.
Hit me.
But I can remember when I did... first had a beer and I thought, okay, I kind of get this. I kind of understand. And it was the first beer that actually tasted good to me.
Do you remember what it was?
I do, and I can remember who gave it to me.
Wow.
My brother gave it to me, and I think I was of age or close. I was like 19 or 20. I was probably 20.
Psst, Dad, he's lying.
My brother shared with me a Boulevard wheat.
Oh, yeah.
Technically local to our state.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And we could KC. Claim that.
KC. KC in the house.
KC!
Anyway, I actually enjoyed the taste, and so now I was like, okay, I have a beer that I can drink.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, I think once you find a beer, right? Mm-hmm. I think once you discover a beer that tastes good to you or that you can enjoy, I think that opens the door, you know, to mm-hmm. other beers, and you can start to kind of find nuance and enjoyment in other beers that perhaps before you would not have.
Mm-hmm. You need a gateway.
Yeah. And I mean that in a good way. I don't mean that. I mean, obviously there's a lot of stuff that can come along with drinking alcohol. I don't think we need to get into that.
No.
But for those of
us. That doesn't happen in the summer.
For the pure, for not the pure, for those who, those who can enjoy a beer and regulate themselves, whatever, right? We're just talking about the enjoyment of beer. I think that it's a really, it's, I don't like wine. Let me start here. Let me back up a bit. I don't like wine.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people who like wine get into all the nuance of it, right? And, and things that you drink with it, or drink with it, things that you eat with it, pairing it with different things. You know, have this wine with this wine. I don't like wine. I've tried many wines, and there's something about it. There's an unctuousness that I really don't like. So I'm not party to that.
Keep a cork in the wine, is
what
you say.
That exploration of taste. Of, you know, trying to figure out, like, what's in this and what about it is interesting. However, with beer, I think you can do the same thing.
Yeah. And Infusion?
Yeah.
Infusing?
So I can...
Flavors?
I can understand through that world how that works. And I have since drinking that first Boulevard, have, you know, broadened my beer horizons beyond just that.
Beer horizons.
But I think there's a very particular time that I enjoy a beer.
Yeah.
And there's particular beers at the right time. I think the best time to have a beer, and this is extremely cliche, but the best time, in my opinion, to have a beer is when it's really hot. The beer itself is really cold.
Mm-hmm.
You've just done like some kind of work.
Exertion.
Yeah, you've exerted yourself to a degree that perhaps you don't normally.
Mm-hmm.
And you go inside or whatever. Maybe you're still outside. Maybe you never went outside. But you...
Maybe you roll out of bed.
Yeah.
And
but you open the fridge or the cooler or whatever and you pull a beer out. You crack the bottle cap.
See the little steam?
Yeah.
Come
out
of the,
you gotta love that.
That's the best.
I knew someone. I can't remember who said this to me, but I know someone who refers to that as a ghost. And
oh, I like
and
that.
And they suck the ghost up like they
remove
it.
Oh, I don't like that. That's ghastly. Wow. Well, I mean, like, I think I do the same thing, like, sort of subconsciously. Like, I'll go after it, you know, as soon as the thing comes off. Not the ghost. I mean, I just want to get, like, as soon as the bottle cap is off, I want to, like...
Drink.
Yeah, immediately. But I like that idea of the ghost.
Trapped in there.
I don't like the idea of...
Everyone can make their own decision as to whether they want to let that ghost go free... Or if they want
to... I think that gives a whole new meaning to drink responsibly.
Some Ghostbusters.
Like,
there should
like,
be a
are you gonna let the ghost out, or are you going to eat the ghost?
There aren't, you know, ghost rights are a shaky thing. No one's right. really fighting for them. So
yeah,
it's kind of like the Wild West. You can kind of do what you want, and either, you know, you're basically, it comes down to the judgment of your peers. And if they don't think that's the right thing, then maybe they'll scorn you for it. And then if they don't care, then you're going to get away scot-free with, you know, eating that ghost.
Peer pressure come into play you also there, have too. To
keep in mind, too, you
I mean,
are...
if you're around a bunch of ghost eaters and you, like, let the ghost go, what do you do? What do you just be like, oh, man, I missed it.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh. I'm so frustrated. I might as well not even drink this thing now.
Except you should.
But I will.
Yeah. Well, and people should also keep in mind that you're ingesting a ghost, and there are probably side effects or consequences to that as well. Who knows what that ghost is going to do inside of your digestive tract.
Is this where the term spirits came from?
Oh, it is.
Archive expose.
Breaking it wide open. But yeah, I love it. A beer can really hit the spot.
Yeah.
And for me, a beer, it's either really good or it's just whatever. You know what I mean? There's few in-betweens for me. My enjoyment of it.
Yeah. I'd go along
I don't
with
mean
that.
I don't mean that. I don't mean like a particular beer to me is always either really good or just whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean the consumption of it. Does that make sense to you?
I think so.
I'm not saying like when I find a new type of beer, it's either going to be, oh, this is awesome, or it's going to be like, whatever. I mean, when I'm drinking beer.
You're in the beer drinking mood and you're going to drink beer.
I'm either
but if you're not,
really into it or right. I'm just like.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I think I go along with that too. It's completely like circumstantial to me.
Yeah.
Or mostly circumstantial to me. Obviously, like the actual beer itself matters too.
Absolutely.
Somewhat. But like I have to be in certain situations in order to actually enjoy a beer.
Yeah.
And I do like wine. In fact, I love wine.
Here we go.
And I would argue that it is very hard to enjoy wine in the summer. It doesn't feel quite right, you know? And definitely not in the way that beer does in
Let
the
me
summer.
Set
and that's unfortunate.
Up. Let me set something up. A scenario for you.
All right,
you
go.
It's a hot day, 104 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
You have foolishly decided to like do yard work on this day.
Right. That's what I do.
And it's about 3 p.m. and you've been out there since noon working at the lawn. You digging the holes or something. I don't know. You don't really know how to do lawn work.
Right. This is actually a pretty accurate picture.
Yeah. So you're out there digging holes. Shirts off, because it's so hot.
Right, sure. Sunburned.
This is for the ladies. You're sweating. Uh-huh. You stop for a second. You wipe the sweat from your brow as the door opens.
Mm-hmm.
Out comes Deanna.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a tray. And on the tray, she's got a bottle of wine and 2 wine glasses. She walks up to you, and she pours a glass and hands it over to you. What's your response?
Well, I'm going to drink it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's over 100 degrees outside.
Sure.
To me, it's like, that sounds like drinking milk.
I would not enjoy it as much as I would if, you know, I were like sitting around the fireplace or something in the cold winter, you know?
Yeah.
No, I would drink it because I like wine. I'm serious. If you put it in the reverse scenario,
let's say
like the perfect like wine drinking scenario, like I'm sitting there. I'm in like a rustic cabin in the woods.
It's winter.
Blizzard. And I'm very cozy.
The fire is going.
A book next to me. Fire's going.
It's old world literature.
I've just had like a really fresh like Atlantic salmon or something.
Okay.
And it's Pacific salmon.
You're wearing a
cedar
knit
plank
sweater.
Salmon dinner.
Yeah.
With like roasted potatoes. And
I'm
all cozied up.
You've grown a beard.
I have.
That night.
Yes. Yeah. Right after dinner. Yeah. I was like, honey, I'm going to go sit on the couch and grow a beard.
You've grown your nightly beard.
And Deanna comes to me.
There's music playing. There's smooth jazz.
Oh, no.
There's jazz on the radio.
Okay, that's better.
Contemporary right. Smooth jazz.
No. But let's say I'm in that cozy warmth and somebody...
It's a trumpet or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God.
And I'm offered a beer. I'm not going to drink that. Because I can't drink it, I have to go turn off the radio. Because it's somewhat disconcerting. Is that stripper music?
No, it's jazz. Leave me alone.
No, I would not. I would probably not. I'm not
I'd
as
drink that beer.
I'm not as readily inclined to drink
I don't
a beer.
Know. I'd
as
drink
I am
that
glass
beer.
Of
that sounds like a really enjoyable evening.
Yeah.
Sans the salmon. I've just eaten a steak or a. I love the potatoes. Yeah. That was great.
Oh, good.
But the salmon, get out of my face.
We'll just have a few beers and then you won't notice it.
Maybe I've had a rack of ribs. It's gotten my beard. We're in the wrong season.
Oh my God. Yeah, now we're.
All right.
So back to beer, particular.
Yeah.
I like it. If I'm eating a taco and I'm, you know, God, I want a beer. If I'm hanging out at a bar.
Yeah. If you're at a party of friends, you know, a get together, a gathering.
If you know, it's funny because it's very the dynamics of my actual physical situation matter. Like if I'm sitting, I'm more inclined for a glass of wine. If
I'm standing, I want a beer.
I want a beer. It's weird like that.
Beer in hand while standing is a great thing.
Yeah.
You know,
because you can
I'll
sort of
you
like
why.
You can pocket one hand. And you stand there, and you've got the beer in one hand, you've got your other hand in your pocket, and you're just kind of like, you know, you get a good rhythm going.
Can I tell you about the lean?
Oh, what's the lean?
Well, I mean, it's not as exciting as I made it sound, but...
Can I...
You can get...
Can I tame your expectations about the lean?
I really need to. You got just same exact thing that you've just said, okay?
Okay.
One hand in the pocket, the other hand's got the beer. Now lean your shoulder up against the door frame and have a conversation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You look like the coolest person in that room.
Yes.
Unless someone else is also doing it.
Right. And then you look like a copycat.
Well, if you didn't do it first, you do.
Yeah.
There is something comforting, and this is dangerous territory to be honest, but there is something comforting about holding a beer and having a conversation with strangers, and especially in a party setting, a gathering, what have you, maybe you've gotten together with friends and there's different groups of friends who don't really know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Having a beer in hand and being able to do the lean or put the hand in the pocket and always have something to fall back on, i.e. taking a drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more comfortable.
It's an equalizer. It is a it's a commonality. Yeah. It bridges people together. I agree.
Yeah, beer's good.
Yeah.
But drink responsibly, please.
Yeah.
Please do.
If you had a few, maybe put that other one back in the cooler.
Yeah.
Go get a bottle
of wine.
Don't
drive anywhere. Don't get a bottle of wine. Hallmark of summer refreshment, soda.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The adolescence beer, if you will.
It is. Yeah. It is the adolescent beer. That's exactly it.
Soda is training for beer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, brand association. You get your favorite.
Yeah.
You develop something that you like. You develop taste.
Yeah.
It's circumstantial, you know, like, mm-hmm. like I always... Soda was like the Dungeons and Dragons like elixir, man.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's how you stay up all night.
Absolutely.
Playing D&D.
Let's talk about the sodas.
All right.
There's, of course, the two big guys.
Mm-hmm.
The number ones. The choice of a new generation. The one that...
No, so I'm doing music over here that's only vaguely appropriate.
What's Coca-Cola's? What are they? Always?
The Taste That Refreshes?
One was just Always, wasn't it? Always Coca-Cola.
Always Coca-Cola, yeah.
Yeah, The Taste That Refreshes?
I think.
Pepsi and Coke. Mm-hmm. Where do you fall?
Pepsi.
And if
Pepsi,
we're, and
Pepsi,
I'm talking,
Pepsi.
Huh, hang Pepsi. On. Hang on.
Pepsi.
Shut up.
No, I don't have
Please stop. I want to make sure that... Here's the thing. I'm not asking... Coke products and Pepsi products, but simply...
Strictly
Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola.
Pepsi.
Where do you fall?
Pepsi. I prefer the taste of Pepsi.
Okay.
I will drink Coca-Cola.
Okay.
I sound so stupid saying this. Like, right. There was a time where I could say this, and it was like, it didn't sound so stupid.
You felt... Earnest and
Though when I say it, it's like, well, you'll understand when I say it. So I liked New Coke.
All right.
I liked it.
Okay.
I preferred it to Classic Coke.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola Classic, whatever.
Yeah.
So it's very hard for me to give Coke a fair shake these days.
Because
I drink it and I think like, I can drink this, but it's not New Coke.
Yeah.
You know? But every time I say that, I always think like, you know, I sound like, you know, like, oh, well, I only drink New Coke.
You sound like a hipster.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't feel about it that way. Like I mean, I definitely have an affiliation with Pepsi. I like Pepsi as I like the cultural side to the Pepsi brand. Okay. And I feel like that definitely informs why I like Pepsi so much. Like,
yeah.
I grew up on Pepsi, like Michael Jackson commercials, mm-hmm. and the one with the UFO. Have you ever seen that?
Where
there's a kid who's out throwing a ball and his dog is bringing the ball back and they're, you know, playing fetch or whatever. And there's this convenience store or general store, because they're out in the country, and it has a Coke machine and a Pepsi machine.
Okay, it's starting to sound familiar.
UFO, flying saucer, flies in, hovers over the general store,
yeah,
and it shines a light on both of the soda machines, and a can of each floats up into the saucer, and then a brighter light shines on the Pepsi machine
right.
and sucks the Pepsi machine up.
Good. You
know? And that, like, I've always had that association in the back of my mind subconsciously, mm-hmm. whether I know about it, whether I'm cognizant of it or not. Like, I'm pretty sure that has compelled me toward Pepsi.
Because aliens like it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, just because it was a cooler
better
name.
Better marketing.
It was way better marketing. It has a much better logo, or did.
Yeah, it did.
I don't like the current Pepsi logo, but
yeah.
I feel like Pepsi has been... And also, too, Pepsi's always been the underdog as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
You know, Coke is the establishment. Pepsi is the disruptor, you know? And they're willing to do anything as a result of that.
As much as either of them could be a disruptor.
Right, yeah, yeah. Pepsi is the disruptor, yeah.
Yeah.
You're a Coke guy, aren't you?
I don't like cola uh-huh. a whole lot. So my opinion on this perhaps is not... valuable. However, I prefer Pepsi.
Oh, good.
I find Coca-Cola to be too syrupy,
mm-hmm.
very thick.
Agreed. It like stains your teeth. It like hangs out in your mouth a little longer than it should.
I would like to note that earlier I asked you if you like beer and you said no, and there's an empty beer bottle on the counter next to you. And I'm looking at the counter across from us, and there just happens to be an empty bottle of Coca-Cola. And I'd like to stress that both of these bottles are empty. Someone has drank all of them, all of the beer and all of the Coca-Cola. I mean, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, sure. Oh, this goes along with this is that's, beyond.
It's not new Coke.
This is beyond summer beverages, but like, if you put a drink in my hand,
you'll drink it,
and it's palatable, I'm going to guzzle that thing.
Let me ask you this. I notice it's a glass bottle of Coca-Cola.
It is. It's Mexican Coke.
Okay. Yes. I think that's a different thing.
It's for those are for Deanna.
They use sugar, yes?
Yes.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, I don't really like cola. I will drink it if it's there and that's all there is. But in between Coke and Pepsi, I definitely prefer Pepsi. And you're right. I didn't think about this. But culturally, I feel much more on their side of things. Mm-hmm. Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. Pepsi. Right? Pepsi Perfect. Pepsi.
When are they going to release Pepsi Perfect?
Oh, man. I don't know. In that weird bottle?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, 2015.
Right. Yeah. We still got a couple more years.
They'll change their logo again.
Oh, yeah. They're about due.
Yeah. I also think that I prefer the line of sodas that Pepsi offers because they make Mountain Dew.
They do.
Which I enjoy. You know, Mountain Dew gets a lot of flack.
I'm not a Mountain Dew fan.
A lot of people aren't.
Yeah.
You know what? It's weird because I, for a long time, thought that people loved Mountain Dew. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe the people I ran with did. And I assume that was a shared
opinion.
You had
a Dew crew.
But people really make fun of Mountain Dew. And I get it.
I was not aware of that.
Maybe I'm wrong
maybe
again.
Maybe now you hang with a bunch of people who don't like Mountain Dew.
It, you know, it's funny because I said I don't like Coke because it's so syrupy. Mountain Dew's very syrupy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. It's that. I think part of the reason why I've never gotten into Mountain Dew is it is such an intense taste.
It is.
It's such a heightened.
Well, and now they have all these flavor. Variations. Like yeah. Code Red and. The Dark Knight Purple and various
code
incarnations.
Black.
Code Black. I, for a long time, was a huge fan of Diet Dr. Pepper.
Mm.
For a very long time. I would proclaim that it was better than regular Dr. Pepper.
And you firmly believed it when you said
Oh,
it,
absolutely.
Right? Do you still feel this way?
Yes.
Really?
I would still drink diet over regular. My favorite soda, though, is not cola or citrus or prune-based, which I think is what Dr. Pepper is.
What?
Yeah. Deal with that.
Shaken world is shaking.
It's not orange flavored. It used to be. Whistle used to be my favorite.
Oh, that's a good one.
Whistle was a great soda. Root beer is my number one.
It's a good way to go.
Now, I've heard people claim it's not soda.
That's fine. It's root beer.
Is it?
I don't know. Soda, as far as I'm concerned. It's a carbonated beverage that has caramel coloring, sugar.
Yeah.
That's a soda.
Barks root beer.
That's your favorite?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my least favorite root beer. That's like the only one that I will like actively turn down.
Love it. Love it.
Interesting.
Love it. Least favorite. My least favorite root beer is Mug.
Oh.
Ugh.
Wow.
Ugh.
This is a revelatory episode.
Ugh. I like A&W.
Yeah.
It's kind of its own thing.
Yeah. It's a foamier root beer.
Yeah. It's also kind of it's not bland. I don't mean bland. It's a sort of a tame root beer, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a root beer for the mainstream.
Yeah. as opposed to your anti-establishment barks.
Fitz. We got...
Yeah,
Fitz root beer right here in St. Louis. Good stuff.
It's great stuff.
Thank root beer number one. What's your favorite soda?
One.
What is your favorite soda?
It's probably root beer.
You can't just copy mine.
It is. It's root beer. No, I love root beer.
What's your favorite brand of root beer?
Well,
I'm
a Fitz's guy.
Okay.
So I stand by.
I thought you were going to go with mug.
No, it's funny because I sort of feel about root beer the way a lot of people feel about beer. Like, you know, where they like to experiment with it and stuff. So I really love going to like a microbrewery that has their own, like, either birch beer or root beer. So I like trying different small batch root beers, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the small batch root beer. Excuse me, how many cases of this were produced?
No, thank you.
I'm going to have to pass on that, I think. I'll just stick with water. Yeah, no, I like root beer.
And soda, you know, it's also really good on a really hot day, obviously, in the summer.
You guzzle it.
You know what I like is fountain soda.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
Fountain Coke is by far superior to canned Coke.
Less syrupy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're getting the syrup and the carbonated water separate.
All blended together.
Yeah, they come in together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's
and
more
fountain
regulated.
Cherry Coke is probably
the
best.
Oh, I don't like cherry Coke.
Oh, get out.
I don't like cherry cola. I do not like that.
I'm going to break that beer bottle over your
face. I don't like it at all. What about vanilla Coke?
No.
Remember when that came
vanilla
out?
Vanilla with lemon? There were all sorts of weird, stupid...
They were like, let's put vanilla in it and lemon and avocado.
Yeah.
And it was just nuts.
Yeah. What about... I'm going to go there. You know where I'm going now.
Where?
What about Crystal Pepsi? Did you ever have Crystal Pepsi?
My friend, I preferred Crystal Pepsi.
What? Who are you? You preferred Crystal. You mean you could actually finish it?
Oh, yeah.
God, it was ghastly. It was awful.
And I will freely admit, I'm sure that I was wholeheartedly invested in the novelty of it.
Right, right.
But I loved it.
See, I love the novelty, too. Like, I remember, like, leading up to it, I was, like, counting down the days until I could drink Crystal Pepsi.
You're telling me this cola's clear? Get out of here.
Yeah. Made my mother buy a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah.
She brought it home. I drank it. I was like...
I don't like it.
It's okay. It's
good. We bought this whole thing. I don't like it.
Yeah, and then we never drank the rest of it.
Yeah, man, I liked Crystal Pepsi.
Wow. Were you sad when you heard that it was gone, or?
No. I mean, like I said, I was
a pretty resilient kid.
I was just more into the novelty of it.
Can I get a Crystal Pepsi? They don't make it anymore. Can I get a Pepsi?
You have a root beer. Yeah, man, I liked the Crystal Pepsi. Are there any other novelty sodas like that?
Oh, God, I'm sure there have
Well, you know, there's the Jones Soda Company. They do a lot of pretty cool flavors. And they do the thing where you can send pictures in.
Yes.
And they'll put it on
the label. And they are, like, hyper-experimental.
Yeah.
Like, the seasonal... They have sort of a notorious thing for doing seasonal... holiday related sodas. Like around Halloween, you can get like a candy corn flavored one, like a blood orange.
Nice.
Yeah. And then there's even like a Thanksgiving one that's like a turkey gravy flavored soda or something. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jones. They did a pretty great promotion a couple of years ago where the new edition of D&D was coming out. And they made a line of sodas that were D&D themed.
Wow.
So there was like healing potion and like sorcerers something. And we bought a box. My D&D gaming group, we ordered a case. It was supposed to come with an D&D figure as well, which did not show up. Mm-hmm. And I looked on the website and apparently they ran out. And they sold out of this stuff. Like the whole line, I think they had to redo another batch because so many people bought them and it was good stuff.
Wow.
I mean, it's soda.
Yeah.
There wasn't, it's not like, after drinking it, I wasn't like, man, I hope they make this forever. But, you know, it was it was soda, and it was fun.
You gonna eat more of that?
It had illustrations from the D&D books on them, on the labels. It was cool.
You're a whole new generation. Generation, you're loving what they do. I put a Pepsi in the motion, and that choice is up to you. Hey, you're the Pepsi generation. Cause I'm down and there's the thrill of the day. And feel the Pepsi way. Taste the thrill of the day. And feel the Pepsi way.
Let me ask you a question. When you were a kid, or maybe when you were an adult.
Mm-hmm. When I was an adult. One day.
One day when you were an adult. Have you ever run a lemonade stand on the side of the road?
No. No, I don't think I ever did. Partially because there weren't a whole lot of kids in my neighborhood.
But I felt
like that was like a two-person operation, and there was also no adults in my neighborhood.
Okay,
to sell the lemonade to.
Oh, I see what you mean. There weren't kids to help you,
right?
I thought you were selling to the kids.
No, I mean, like, no kid is gonna buy it, right? No. You're selling to adults, but there were no adults around to buy it. So I would have been literally just sitting there selling myself lemonade. And I would have done that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I would have gotten up, gone to the other side of the table and been like, I'll have one, please, and dropped a quarter down and then gone to the other side of the table and poured it and handed it to my other self.
One, please. Here you go.
Did you do a lemonade stand?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Was it profitable?
I don't remember. It actually might have been a Kool-Aid stand.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's more ubiquitous than the lemonade stand.
These days, yeah.
Yeah.
And they actually, in my dad's neighborhood, they happen fairly often.
Hmm.
And I try to stop and buy some lemonade. Here's the thing, though.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
Oh, no.
I don't like...
drinking things.
you're driving towards the lemonade or Kool-Aid stand, all right? And these kids are jumping up and down and yelling at you and trying to flag you down. I just don't like that.
What? You don't like
I want them to be calm
sales tactics?
And collected and just be happy when I pull up to buy. I don't like being yelled at.
Would it be better if they had one of those billowy guys behind
them
doing all
the...
Yeah.
I also, it's funny because, you know, I'll stop, I'll buy Kool-Aid, lemonade, and then I'll continue on to my dad's house. And then later we'll go somewhere and they're still out there. And I'm like, I already bought something. So you stop yelling at me.
Repeat customer.
Yeah, I did it as a kid.
Huh.
It's funny because the kid is doing very little work.
Yeah.
Usually the parent has made the lemonade or the Kool-Aid or what have you, and they're just out there selling it. You know?
Putting a cute face forward.
Although, here's the thing. And maybe my memory's off. But when I was a kid, I can remember selling a sizable cup. You know?
Like a 12-ounce kind of...
And in my neighborhood now, when I go back, they're selling these like almost Dixie cup sized. And I'm like, sheesh. I'm not really getting a lot of bang for my buck here.
Hey, these hard economic times.
Yeah.
You gotta cut lemonade stand.
Cut costs somewhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kool-Aid's a thing.
Kool-Aid is a great thing.
I don't really get into Kool-Aid now. I have very little interest in Kool-Aid these days.
Yeah, but I'll drink it if it's around.
I don't think I'll even drink it if it's around.
No. Does your nephew like
Oh, Josh? I don't know. I don't know. He likes soda.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, he's. Yeah, I think he's at the soda age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kool-Aid. I mean, I loved it when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Loved it. You know what? And this isn't Kool-Aid, but it still counts. High C.
Oh man, I forgot about High C.
Ecto Cooler.
Yeah. The Ecto Cooler.
The best flavor High C ever made.
It's amazing how much of a fan base there is for the Ecto Cooler.
People trying to figure out how to make it.
Yes.
We need to try that.
Recipe?
Yeah.
Yeah. We should brew that up.
And maybe if you're not aware of what Ecto Cooler is, it was the Ghostbusters themed High C.
The animated series, right? The real Slimer. Ghostbusters. Yeah.
Slimer was on the box.
Yeah.
There's something great about the High C box and like the Capri Sun pack.
Mm-hmm.
And
the Capri Sun thing was like astronaut food or astronaut drinks.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, remember those squeezy drinks?
Yes.
What were they called? Squeeze It?
Yeah, they were like Squeeze-ems or Squeezers.
Yeah.
They were just like a little plastic. It was like a soda bottle, but it was plastic.
Yeah, and it had a face on it.
And you would like twist the little thing off the top, and it had a little hole.
Yeah.
Yes. Those things were like pure sugar.
Yeah.
Absolutely pure sugar. Yeah, pretty much always.
This summer, coming to a supermarket near you, there's going to be a great new High C flavor with an outrageous fruit taste. And what are we going to call it? Ecto Cooler. High C Ecto Cooler. Slimer's new fruit drink.
I also like those frozen things, like the juice, the little strips, the plastic strips. That you, they're just filled with like
ice.
Flavo Ice. Yeah, yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
I still love
Hell
Flavo
yeah.
Ice. Flavo Ice is timeless, my friend. It Flavo does not matter
great.
How old you are, you will always like Flavo Ice.
Yeah.
And if you don't,
always get around
get
your mouth
out of here.
Like residue.
Oh, man. Here was my method, right, for Flavo Ice. Mm-hmm, this is how I'd eat it. And I still like to do this.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I pick my flavor and pink is the best.
Really?
That's my favorite.
I go grape. I go grape all the way.
Ugh. Well, good. You know,
you can have the pink ones and I'll take all the grape ones.
So I would get a pink one out. All right. And I'd take a pair of scissors and
snip the top,
but I'd snip it so that there was a chunk in there on the tip that I cut off.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
And then I eat that chunk first.
Why?
I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It's like biting the end off a cigar or something.
Now, the worst thing you could do, in my opinion, is do a crappy job of cutting that plastic.
Define that. Do you go for, you want a complete
I want a clean
opening?
Cut. Clean okay. opening. Yeah, of course I want to.
See, I sometimes wanted to leave a little bit of it sealed so that you prevent accidental spillage. And then once you've got it into place in your
Come
mouth,
on.
Then you pressure it so that
no.
it splits the rest of it. And that way you don't lose anything.
No, I never lost anything. I don't know what you're talking about. You want a clean
you're
cut
not
off
as
the top.
Reckless in your
you don't,
flavor ice eating as I was, apparently.
You don't want a ragged cut, you know. Uh-huh. You absolutely don't want like a cut on the bias. Because then you got this weird, like, piece of plastic stabbing you in the mouth as
you
eat it.
Yeah, that's true.
So then you cut the tip. As I said, I would cut the tip off, and I would eat that chunk. And then, you know, you'd hold it, and you'd sort of bite chunks off as you went through the plastic, right?
Yeah. You bite them in the plastic, and then you...
Now, what I would do...
Let the chunk slide out.
...is I would purposefully hold the bottom of the Flavo Ice.
Okay, so you're melting the end of it.
I would be melting... the end of it.
Okay.
So that by the time I got to the bottom, there was a nice, one or two gulps of melted Flavo Ice.
Huh.
It was still cold.
Right, sure.
But because what you love to do is you've eaten all the ice part, and now you just have the flavoring left.
Mm-hmm.
And then you upend that thing, and then you suck the rest out, right? and you get those little rivulets. You watch it.
Oh, yes. Yeah, like a plasma pack or whatever.
You watch
it
to travel up into your mouth. That's great. What an awesome... And I bet those things cost nothing to make.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just churning them out.
Pennies.
Gosh.
If that.
Flavor-wise.
What I always did was drain the stuff out first, though. See, I would...
What?
I would
what
suck...
What do you mean?
I would suck all the juice out.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do with the ice that's left?
And then you know, maybe you eat it, maybe you throw it away.
What? You did it wrong. You've been doing it wrong.
You're the person who, like... dips your fries in your milkshake.
Everyone loves that.
I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just saying.
Oh, wow. I would have. I mean, if we had found ourselves at some point eating Flavor-Wise together, and I saw you doing that,
I just imagine you like knock it out of my hand.
What are you doing?
What in the hell?
Eat it right. I love. This makes me think of that like whole aisle at the grocery store, the novelties.
Oh, the novelties. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I love like drumsticks.
Uh-huh.
And I especially like the ones without nuts. That was just the chocolate shell.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I love that. Yeah, I
hate the nuts.
The chocolate is good.
The
chocolate is so good. I just eat the chocolate first.
Oh, yeah.
I eat the ice
cream. Outer layer and then go in.
Oh, man, that's
sure.
good stuff.
Totally. I used to do that at Dairy Queen, too.
Nice.
Because Dairy Queen, you get the
dip.
The shell,
the dip
cone or whatever. Always try to eat all of the chocolate off. It invariably, the ice cream inside will start melting and running down your hand. But
that reminds me of there was a place where I grew up called Young's. And Young's was basically a place to get lunch. But they also had ice cream and they had dip cones. And I loved getting dip cones from there.
Dip cones are the best.
That was good stuff.
Go ahead.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Yes. You know, today is National Ice Cream Sandwich Day as we're recording this. Yeah.
What?
National Ice Cream Sandwich Day.
It's National Sandwich Month right now, August.
Nice.
So that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, sure. I'm surprised it happened so early. You would think that they would save an ice cream sandwich for the end of the month, like dessert. But
yeah.
Who's, oh, man, what kind of bass-ackwards calendar are these people looking at?
The ice cream sandwich is difficult logistically, though, because if you don't keep the wrapper on, you're going to get that breading, the cookie all over your fingers.
It smudges.
I don't enjoy that.
No, I don't like... I like clean fingers. I don't like dirty hands at all.
Yeah.
And I eat my novelties, drink my novelties, whatnot.
I think a good popsicle is underrated.
Yeah.
I don't think
I went through a good popsicle period.
I don't think people give popsicles enough credence.
And you're talking about like the fruit flavored, basically the frozen juice things.
Yeah. Because you can get root beer.
As opposed to like a pudding pop.
You can get a root beer flavor.
Oh.
And you know what I really like? Banana flavored.
Yes. Oh, they're the best. They're the best.
Oh, man. Yes. Aren't they?
Oh.
Aren't they?
Won't you get the banana pudding pop?
It's not a pudding pop.
No, I know. It's banana popsicles are the
man,
best.
Man, those are good.
Without a doubt.
It's such a singular flavor.
Mm-hmm.
In a pop.
Mm-hmm. You can almost taste it before you even start eating it.
Absolutely.
It's that potent.
Here's the danger of eating those popsicles. And it's not in the eating of it. It's in the choosing. All right? You get an assorted flavors.
This sounds ominous.
Okay? You get a box of assorted flavors.
Okay.
Here's your flavor choice. All right, you got cherry, you got grape, banana, orange, green apple, root beer.
Okay.
It is easy to tell which one's green apple, which one's banana.
Oh, I see where you're going here.
But when you reach in that box and you're like, I want a root beer, there's a very good chance that you will accidentally open up a grape and then you're screwed because you opened it. And unless you're the type of person who's going to put it back in that packaging and then back into the freezer, and if you are that kind of person, something's wrong with you, because when you do that, the ice crystals reform and it becomes
gross. You get freezer burn on it. Yeah, gross. That's
unless disgusting. You're that kind of person, you're stuck with the grape. Or conversely, if you wanted grape and you got root beer.
Mm-hmm.
That is tricky. I mean, you got to smell it. give it a sniff.
Can you smell it through the wrapper?
Maybe. Look, it's your only chance, all right?
You got to do something. You can't just go on blind faith.
Yeah, exactly. I worked at a frozen custard place.
Yeah, you did.
And the summer was a big deal.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, it was the main season.
Did you have longer hours in the summer?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we were open later. This is my first job. I worked for my sister. She hired me. And she had
regrets
at the time,
every day.
At the time, she had been there for about 4 years, I think. And she hired me on. That was a good job, though. That was like a formative experience.
That's the perfect kind of summer job.
Yeah.
Really.
It was the first time I had friends that I didn't go to school with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it was my first experience of like staying out late and
hanging out with the big kids.
Yeah. Like we would, especially in the summertime when we were open late, after you close, you obviously have to clean up the place, right? So
right.
I think we were open to like 11 at night. And then, you know, closing could take 1 to 2 hours. So you get out there midnight or one because you're cleaning. It gets really messy. And it's ice cream.
What are you doing back there with all that custard?
It's frozen custard, you know, so it gets sticky. And you got to mop the floors and clean the machines and, you know, everything, sweep and all this stuff. You got to pack everything away. So it takes a good amount of time, or it can, especially if you're not going real fast, you know, if you're kind of taking your time.
Sure.
But anyway, so after closing, we would all just hang out in the parking lot. And I'm sure they still do it to this day. But that was the first time that I, you know, stayed out late or that I, like I said, that I had friends who I didn't go to school with, or I had friends who were older than me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time that I ever got in trouble for staying out late.
Oh, nice.
I growing up, I was very afraid of authority. Regardless, but I didn't really have a problem because I never did anything.
Right.
Or the friends I had.
You never pushed those buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in this situation, like I said, we would close so late, you know, it was okay for me to be out late because I was working. But one night, I ended up like hanging out and talking with a friend until like 4 a.m. I didn't know it. I didn't realize,
right,
you know,
sure.
And I looked at the clock at one point. I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was sick to my stomach. Like, I could not believe. And I was like, this is it. You know, I'm never going to get to do anything ever again. And it's so ridiculous considering, like, what other people have done in their lives.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm worried about being out till 4 a.m. But anyway.
At the custard stand.
I know. And so I go home, and I went inside. No one was awake.
That's good.
I was like, I did
nobody
it.
Waited up
I
for
did it.
It. Yeah.
I was like, I'm in the clear. Next morning.
Oh.
Both my parents are waiting for me to
oh,
come
no.
upstairs. And that was for a time. It was like, you come home right after work. You don't get to stay. You know, it was pretty. And you know, it was first event. So I think the punishment was fair.
Yeah.
But I was... That was very harrowing at the time for me. But I loved working there, man. Slinging custard.
Slinging custard.
That was a great job.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun. People loved that. Oh, people loved it. Custard.
I feel like that's sort of a deficit in my past. But I think I've got sort of like a middle ground because one of my best friends from high school worked at a snow cone stand for many years. Yeah. Snow cones.
I have a hard time with snow cones.
So do I. I will not go after them.
I really want to like snow cones, but the problem is you run out of the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just eating ice.
And
at
they kind of hurt, honestly, sometimes. Like they're kind of painful to eat.
Although, when I was in high school,
I found the perfect snow cone.
I kind of did. It wasn't really a snow cone, but it was the same stuff. Okay. It was a slushie.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah, it's a
slushies
this is
are different.
But in high school, I think it was my junior year, maybe, or sophomore year, the lunchroom opened up a little like snack bar place where you could go and buy snacks. So it wasn't the cafeteria food, right? It was like candy bars and chips and drinks and stuff, sodas. But they had a slushy machine. And there was a drink that they had called the Funky Monkey. And it was basically like a coconut tropical kind of deal.
Sounds good.
And I loved it. Oh, man, did I love it. I would get it every single day. And I had like a ritual of eating this stuff. And it hurt my mouth by the end of it. It was so like, I don't know, maybe toxic, but...
It's like little shards of coconut glass inside of it. It's basically chewing tobacco or dip, but with a coconut flavor.
So good. And I remember that I would, if I had to like miss lunch for some reason or there was something I was doing during lunch hour, I would make sure someone would pick one up for me and bring it to me. Or if I had to leave, because usually what I would do is I would get it at the end of lunch. Before I left and went to class or whatever. So if I couldn't do that, I would make sure someone else would pick one up for me and bring it to me.
Wow.
I loved it, man.
Elaborate scheme.
And when they stopped having them, I was pretty upset. I wish I could find it. It's probably horrible. But man, did I love it. Slushies.
Yeah.
We had slushies at Fritz's where I worked.
I do love a good fruit slush.
Yeah, yeah, that's good stuff.
That kind of leads me to what I think is probably the ultimate summer refreshment.
All right.
I mean, you can't get more classic American summer beverage than the Slurpee.
There it is. There was a Mountain Dew Slurpee.
I think feel like there were a lot of different Mountain Dew, like Code Red Mountain Dew Slurpees, and
that's the easy hit. The cola or the soda Slurpee.
Yeah, if you get a familiar
brand
flavor brand on there, then yeah.
Good. Seems like there's always like an ice blue type of
blue
Slurpee.
Blue cherry.
Yeah.
I never understood it, but I loved it.
Huh.
Blue cherry or white cherry.
What is it about a Slurpee? It's not a slushy.
Right.
What is it?
It's somewhere in between. It's like a soda slushy. You know?
Yeah. Good point.
The fact that you get it, like, it's self-serve, you know,
is a
big deal.
You get to turn that little handle.
Which is a treacherous operation because,
who knows?
That thing spurts out of there, it's everywhere. It's all over you. And then you've got, like, the guy at the counter
who's pissed.
Like, you son of a.
Yeah.
You know, because he's got to clean that up.
I got a business to run.
Yeah. I got to provide for my family. I love the... Getting the right blend, like you know, because if it as it churns, you know, sometimes you get one that's a little too frozen or you get a little too runny. But when you get just the right blend, where it's so smooth and creamy, there's nothing that compares to that. Literally, like I've never had anything, even like other slushy Slurpee derivatives like Icy's, you know, whatever. None of them come close to the Slurpee.
Well, no,
none of them.
It's a class of its own.
It is. I remember the first time I heard of a Slurpee. I actually, this goes to show you like how big of an impact Slurpees have had on my life.
Slurpee.
I know. I do. I remember being at daycare. It may have been before I started elementary school. But I think it was probably more like kindergarten, first grade when I would like, you know, spend mornings and afternoons at daycare. And this girl came in and she had this Slurpee thing.
Oh.
And I was like,
girl of your dreams.
What is that? And she's like, it's a Slurpee, you know? And of course it had like this awesome colorful cup and a colorful straw.
She said it as if to say, it's a Slurpee, you dolt.
Yeah. Duh, it's a Slurpee. You get them at 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And so, like,
what kind of cup was it in?
It was like, you know, a multicolored paper cup.
A fun cup.
Fun cup. It was in a fun cup.
Yeah.
I had never heard of a Slurpee.
Yeah.
I'd never been to a 7-Eleven at this point. You know, this whole thing was foreign to me. In fact, like, there were no 7-Elevens on any of my routes.
Sure.
You know, any of the places that I went.
As a daycare attendee.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We just never passed them. So there was never an excuse to go into them. And so when I found out about the Slurpee thing, I thought it was new for years.
Oh.
For years, I thought that the Slurpee was like a creation of like 1984.
Wow.
You know, like it came out of that mm-hmm. era. And only later did I realize that wasn't the case, that it wow. had been around for 30 years or whatever.
Wow.
But yeah. Slurpees, I've got a, man, it's, I had not thought about this. I have a whole bunch of weird, like, Slurpee-related moments in my evolution.
Such as?
Somebody that I dated in college, the Slurpee run was, like, her thing okay. with friends. Like, that's what they did.
Right.
And they would do it. I mean, mostly it was in the summer because they didn't have school or anything like that. But I found, like, I don't know, just talking to her at one point, she was like, oh, yeah, I've got to go. I'm going on a Slurpee run. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you want to call me when you get back or something? She's like, no, this is a you know, a big thing. We're going to be out for a while. And I'm like, what do you mean you're going to be out for a while? How long does it take to get a Slurpee, you know? But it was a ritual, you know. She had this whole thing about it, where she and her friends they would meet up at one of their houses, or somebody would go and pick everybody up, and they would go to 7-Eleven. They would go to like the farthest 7-Eleven they knew of, or they would have like a favorite, you know.
Yeah.
And they would go to that one. They would get their Slurpees. They would drive around and like pass by guys that they were stalking, you know.
Right.
They'd go by their houses or whatever. And then maybe they would go back and get another Slurpee.
Oh, wow.
At the end of the night before heading home. You know, it was just an excuse to go out and hang out, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
like the Slurpee run was like a big thing. And I remember like how like timid I was the first time I went along on a Slurpee
Whoa.
Run. And it wasn't like... It was clear up front that this was not an official Slurpee run. This was sort of like a tangential Slurpee run because I was along, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wasn't part of the core, so I sure. couldn't be, you know. But, yeah. And then eventually, like, yeah, I mean, like, that became, like, my thing was, like, going on Slurpee runs.
Wow.
You know, I would just do my own Slurpee run. Sometimes I would get Slurpees in the morning before high school.
Wow.
I would go by 7-Eleven, get a Slurpee.
Slurpee in the morning?
I remember it was a big deal when I switched the road that I took. I used to take one way to get to school, and then one day I was like, I'm tired of doing this. I'm going to go some other way.
Yeah.
And I started going up Watson, and there was someone there, and I went in, got a Slurpee.
Wow. I haven't had a Slurpee in a very long time.
Yeah, I have. It's summer's halfway over, and I haven't had a Slurpee yet.
You should probably get one at some point, right?
Yes. Slurpee run.
What, right now?
Now! Or tomorrow, or... Sometime. Yeah. No, you gotta have a Slurpee. It's not a summer if you don't have a Slurpee.
All right. Well,
I think so.
I think we've covered it. Covered this. Stop it. Put this in the archive and you'll get a Slurpee.